Well, after the death of Osama bin Laden on this Sunday, it's a natural question of who takes over at Al-Qaeda, if anyone needs to take over. There are many who say
is
that
he's... even takeoverable? Seems more like a Facebook page than a corporation.
It's a very interesting point. Also, the other point is whether or not Osama bin Laden actually had a hand in the daily operations of what was his group. Joining us now is Leah Farrell, former senior counterterrorism analyst for the Australian Federal Police and the author of allthingscounterterrorism.com. Leah, good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
We should say that first of all, Al-Qaeda isn't the kind of corporate structure that many people often think of when they hear the word organization, right?
It does have a very distinct structure, but unlike a typical organization where it's quite hierarchical, personal ties also carry an awful lot of weight. So it's a little bit difficult to get a hold on how it actually works on a day-to-day basis.
Although with Osama bin Laden hiding for much of the last 10 years, many people say that he had become sort of a spokesperson or figurehead while Zawahiri was really running things.
Absolutely. That's certainly what we've seen from the intercepted communications of Zawahiri, but we don't actually know how much bin Laden was doing. Hopefully we will know this now that a lot of computer material has been seized. But if he was sitting so quietly in plain sight, if those couriers had enough access, it's quite possible that he could have had a more active role than what all of us have previously assumed.
Of course, you're talking about Ayman al-Zawahiri, the Egyptian number two, presumed at al-Qaeda. Leah Farrell, though, I'm wondering if it's the lower levels of al-Qaeda that are really the legacy of Osama bin Laden. Do you think this very decentralized, almost franchise operation where plans are sent up the chain and then money flows down the chain to finance them and people don't necessarily meet face-to-face a lot. Do you think that structure survives the death of Osama bin Laden?
I think it will survive his death so long as there are some older generational figures in the mix that have that authority by virtue of their experience. If we get to a point where enough of the, say, first and second generation leaders are taken out, then it will become very flat, a very diffuse network, and a lot harder to counteract.
Well, Leah, we're speaking with Leah Farrell, former senior counterterrorism analyst for the Australian Federal Police and author of allthingscounterterrorism.com. And Leah, I'm wondering, what was Osama bin Laden the leader of? There are so many splintered groups that call themselves al-Qaeda cells. Then, of course, we have al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. We have al-Qaeda organizations in Africa as well. Which one is actually being organized or overseen by Zawahiri?
You have your core organization, obviously, in Pakistan and Afghanistan. The branch in the Arabian Peninsula, currently based out of Yemen, is a formal branch of the organization. So, for example, to use the analogy of the FBI, they have a headquarters in Washington, but they'll have another office in Los Angeles that has his own boss, enters back up the food chain, but he ultimately runs the shop there. So that's the type of setup you have in Yemen, where they do their own thing locally, pursue their own activities, but they ultimately do answer back to the food chain. With the franchises in Iraq and Algeria, they're a little bit more complicated. They're independent. They joined into al-Qaeda rather than necessarily being ordered to form. The Arabian Peninsula branch, bin Laden actually established that while he was in Afghanistan. So that's a different, to use the expression, kettle of fish, so to speak. As for everyone else, they tend to be affiliates where, as I think you mentioned earlier, John, they reach out for money and financing, and that goes back down the chain. But al-Qaeda doesn't necessarily have any authority over them.
So what happens now that bin Laden is dead with all these different little splinter groups? Let's say that they then confirm that Ayman al-Zawahiri is the leader of the core group of al-Qaeda. Does that mean all of these other groups then accept by default Zawahiri as their new leader?
It will mean al-Qaeda will accept him by default for the short term because at the moment it's focused on surviving what's probably going to be quite a significant onslaught by US forces in the next little while as they go through the intelligence they've gathered. Over the longer term, a lot of it's going to depend on how he actually manages al-Qaeda. There's a lot of reporting indicating that he's a bit of a prickly personality that tends to get people offside. But it's quite interesting because in most of these groups, Al-Qaeda and others, they have their own little organisational guidelines, and one of the key things that is always, always emphasised is authority and loyalty to the emir and unity. And the more they feel under threat, generally speaking, the tide of that unity holds. Once that threat dissipates is when they all start to have their infighting.
Well, what was it? We've talked a little bit about how Zawahiri was an organizational person, but what was it that Osama bin Laden did that couldn't be done by anyone else? We know that he was very often the spokesperson for the ideology. But there's also a question about whether or not with Osama bin Laden, the relationship with the Taliban, for example, with Al-Qaeda, will loosen even more, since that was based on a friendship between bin Laden and Mullah Omar.
Exactly. I think a lot of how bin Laden managed that organization had a lot to do with the myth he built around himself, his former warrior status, for example, and obviously his access to funding, as well as the fact that he's notoriously known for being stubborn and also micromanaging. So he was quite hands-on when he was in Afghanistan. Ayman al-Zawahiri also shares the tendency to micromanage. So in that respect, there'll be a little bit of continuity in how al-Qaeda's run. But you are correct that it does weaken the link with the Taliban, because Ayman al-Zawahiri, before he merged his group into al-Qaeda, refused to acknowledge Mullah Omar.
But I'm wondering if the ideology is tarnished here. Where does the ideology of al-Qaeda go? It seems very diffuse at this point.
It does, but it's become a mode of action, and I think, you know, that's the final takeaway point that we can have with this, is that once the 9/11 attacks took place, once al-Qaeda fled Afghanistan, the group changed the way it operated, but it became a mode of action that others just sought to copy, and I don't think that that's going to stop with his death.
That is Leah Farrell, former senior counterterrorism analyst for the Australian Federal Police and now author of the blog allthingscounterterrorism.com. Thank you so much, Leah.
Thank you.